اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, Salam. Welcome to another edition of the program Let's Recite the Quran. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're joined by Quran expert Brother Muhammad Reza. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dear audience, as you may know, in a new series, we're going to have two parts. In the first part, Brother Muhammad Reza is going to help us recite the Holy Quran fluently through tajweed rules. And in the second part, Brother Majid is going to help us memorize the Holy Quran. And now the first part and Brother Muhammad Reza. Brother, let's recite verse 60 of Surah Maryam.
Certainly.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا.
إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا
فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا
فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا.
Okay, in the phrase من تاب, we have a noon saker now followed by the letter ta. So we have ikhfa,
concealment. Saker.
We have to look for the place of articulation of ta, which we already know, okay?
Of course.
So we make the tongue approach the place of articulation of ta without pronouncing the noon. It is held in a position where it's really close to touching the place of articulation of ta,
but not touching.
But it doesn't touch the place of articulation of ta. It's held in that position, in that close position. You have to do this quickly. This should not be like a gradual process.
Of course.
Where you say, man, you look for it. Man, you see, it's quick. You do that.
And while doing so,
a nasal sound is made. You allow the sound to come through the nose at the same time for two counts.
Of course, part of the sound comes through
from the mouth because the mouth is open.
Of course.
Yes. And it's called anthemi sound or nasal sound. And this is the characteristic of ikhfa, of nun sakina.
Simply, we can say nun conceals behind ta, and actually the part which is heard is the nasal sound.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Thank you. You see, the first stage is getting rid of the place of articulation of noon. The second stage is inclination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the tongue or any other, or the lips, or the articulators. They incline themselves toward their place of articulation.
That's
the
why.
Third stage is the nasalization.
And these three stages take place simultaneously.
Yes, they take place simultaneously. And of course, the fourth stage is no longer part of ikhfa. You pronounce the letter after the nun sakina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's right.
There's no fourth stage. We only have three stages
in
ikhfa. We have another ikhfa in the phrase صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ. We have this time, we have تَنْوِينُ الْفَتْحِ as the nun sakina. Okay?
Of course.
It's followed by the letter fa.
Another,
which is a labiodental consonant, right?
Of course.
We use both the lip, the lower lip
and
the upper front teeth. Okay, we bring the upper front teeth close to the lower lip without it actually coming in too much contact with it. And at the same time, we make a nasal sound, and then for two counts, we make this nasal sound, and then we pronounce the fa. So we don't hear a nun sakina at all. The only thing that we hear is the nasalization of the nun sakina. Mm-hmm. So just like you said, it's like the nun sakina is hiding behind the letter which is after it.
Of course.
Okay? In the word fa'ula'ika, which is actually a phrase because of the fa, in this phrase, we have matul muttasil. We have to lengthen this long vowel to four or five vowel counts because the cause of the long vowel, the cause of the med, is in the same word as the long vowel. And this is the meaning of matul muttasil, conjunct lengthening. Yadkhuluna. We have qalqala of dal. Dal is read with qalqala. You don't say yadkhuluna. Yadkhuluna. You quickly apply the qalqala.
That's right. And it allows us to be heard?
Yes. What about al-jannah? What's so good about al-jannah? What rule of tajweed do you see?
We have jim, which is one of the sun letters. We have ghunna of noon.
Exactly. I was looking for the ghunna. We have ghunna. Okay, so go on.
And we have a ta'anith, which actually, if we pause, changes to ha.
Exactly. So yadkhuluna al-jannata, the noon, you have to apply the ghunna to it and you have to hold the nasal sound for two counts. Why? Because it's mushaddad.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad Reza, for the good points that you mentioned. The audience of IRIB English Radio, let's take a break. We'll be back and Brother Majid is going to join us. Welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran with me, Mahdi, your host, and now Brother Majid has joined us. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to say hello to you and to all of our listeners of this program.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
The audience, as you may know, Brother Majid is the expert of memorization of the Holy Quran. In the previous programs, we've managed to memorize several verses of the Holy Quran, and in this program, we are going to go through the memorization process of Surah At-Takathur, which is the 102nd Surah of the Holy Quran. At your service, brother.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Well, inshallah, in this program, we are going to go through another surah out of Juz 30 of the Holy Quran, which is Surah At-Takathur. So in this surah, we've got 8 verses. And until here, we didn't have a surah that had 8 verses. So we had Surah Al-Ma'un, it had 7 verses. We had Surah Al-Humazah, it had 9 verses. And in this case, we've got a surah that has got 8 verses, and it is called Surah At-Takathur. And if you do remember, we talked about Takathur and then Kawthar. This is against Surah Al-Kawthar. So Surah Al-Kawthar, we covered that in previous sessions. And here we've got Surah At-Takathur, which God says that this is a not very good thing to save money and perhaps just try to have it yourself. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر. This is a new starting in this juz that we have. ألهاكم التكاثر. This is a perhaps new starting point that we have in this surah, Surah At-Takathur.
I think it's a good idea to listen to the recitation of this surah by Sheikh Khalil Al-Husari before talking about other points, if you agree.
Yes, certainly.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhaakum at-takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
Dear audience, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and Brother Majid is helping us to memorize Surah At-Takathur.
After we've been able to listen to this surah, we come across some verses. For example, look at verse number 3. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كلا
كلا سوف تعلمون
كلا سوف تعلمون. As you can see that this ayah starts with كلا. And then the other verse number 4, ثم كلا سوف تعلمون. And then we've got كلا كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين. As you can see that we've got three verses that are, in terms of their appearance, that are similar to each other. So كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون. So these are quite similar to each other, and that would make it very easy for us to memorize these two verses.
Of course, at the same time, it's going to actually be complicated, isn't it? Because they are alike, but they are not the same.
As you can see that we've got only a ثم, which is the very first word of verse number 4. So كلا سوف تعلمون. I've been able to memorize this. كلا سوف تعلمون. And then ثم كلا سوف تعلمون.
But the fifth verse, that is كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين, again,
we know that this verse starts with كلا. So that would make it very easy for us to memorize that. And we've got other, perhaps, complicated words in this ayah. كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين. Of course, by repetition and imitation, it would be very easy for us to memorize these, because you look at the ending part of the verses. What are they?
تكاثر مقابر تعلمون تعلمون يقين جحيم يقين نعيم.
As you can see that there is a rhythmic sound
at the end of these
verses. ألهاكم التكاثر, and then مقابر. تكاثر مقابر. As you can see that there is a rhythmic sound. So you're going to... I said that in previous sessions that imitation and listening is a quite important thing when you want to memorize surahs which are located in Juz 30. I said that perhaps you've got a very complicated work to do in this Juz, but remember this very motivation that I give you. If you inshallah have been able to memorize this Juz of the Holy Quran, remember this very fact that until Juz 10, you're going to have a very, very simple work to do. So you've got a complicated, perhaps, thing to do, which is not complicated by the clues which we say here. That would be very easy for you. And as you can see that the appearance of the ayahs, the shortness of the ayahs would help you to do this complicated thing very easily. But if you do this complicated thing and complicated work here in this Juz of the Holy Quran, Juz 30, you're going to have very easy work in other Juz of the Holy Quran. So this
Since
is a motivation.
I've learned a lot of words
it.
Actually of the Holy Quran. A lot of difficult words.
A lot of difficult words. So I said in previous sessions that from Juz 24 to Juz 30, and especially Juz 30, we've got a lot of complicated words that are repeated in other Juz of the Holy Quran. So do not panic if your work is complicated here. You're going to have a very easy work to do in other Juz of the Holy Quran.
Inshallah. Okay, thank you, Brother Majid. And thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio, for staying with us. In the next program, inshallah, we are going to continue our discussion with Brother Majid. And Brother Muhammad Reza is going to give us some more points on Tajweed. Have a nice time and goodbye.
اقرأ كتاب الله ترق جنانه وتن العظيم الأجر والغفران رتله روي القلب من نفحاته كالماء يروي لهفة العطشان.